We hear about forgiveness in our gospel. Peter asking Jesus the question about forgiveness. How often are we supposed to forgive our brother, Jesus? And seven times, Jesus says 77 times. Basically, Jesus is indicating to Peter, it's just like, you're supposed to forgive your brother all the time. Doesn't matter. You're supposed to forgive your brother all the time. And then Jesus goes into this story about this master and the servant. The master forgives this debt that the servant had no way of paying back. And then, of course, the servant doesn't forgive the debt of someone who owed much less. So just on, in part, what Jesus is getting at here, and that is we have, when we sin, our sin is infinite compared to God. In other words, even the smallest offense is sort of an infinite offense against God. And to have our sin forgiven, there's no way we can do it on our own. It's only through the grace of God, through Jesus, that's able to be forgiven. Our sins are being able to be forgiven. So there's no way, nothing we can do that, you know, that we can do for our sins to be forgiven. It's Jesus who saves us. It's Jesus who forgives our sins. So that's important. So if that's the case, you know, it's like we certainly then on our part have to forgive others. This is part of what we're called to do. If we have been forgiven, then we're called to forgive others. It doesn't matter what they do. Certainly there can be some real bad things that happen to us. But we're called to forgive. Now there's a difference between forgiveness and forgetting. You know, some people might think, well, I forgave and therefore I should forget. No, especially if it's a deep wound, something that really hurt us, it's going to be hard to forget that. But we're called to forgive. And forgiveness is, you know, when we've been hurt or offended or, you know, something bad that has been done to us. Again, it's to have mercy, compassion on the other person. You know, whatever the reason might be, to forgive them, and Jesus says, in our heart. It means, you know, we're not supposed to hold grudges or, you know, harbor anger or anything like that towards the individual. And this is what can happen, you know, when we don't forgive, is whether we know it or not, if we have that in our minds, we will treat that person not as charitable as we should. So that's another important element about forgiveness, is it helps us really to love the person in the proper sense. And so forgiveness really, too, is an important element in our faith. It helps us really to grow in our faith when we forgive. It helps us to understand more the human condition, having mercy, showing mercy to others. It helps us really to appreciate what God has done for us when we're forgiven. So it does help us grow in our faith. And part of forgiveness is we have to be with other people to forgive. And you can say that the first school of forgiveness is actually in the family. Right? When we're growing up in families, there's things that happen where it's just like, I gotta forgive my brother or sister, or, you know, my son or daughter, or my parents. I have to forgive. We learn forgiveness in our families. Show compassion, mercy, understanding, just love one another. And certainly in our parish, the same as in our parish, we're called to forgive one another. We come together and we're in community, and well, there's things that can happen in a community. You know, someone might gossip against us or do something that we don't appreciate. So, but how do we forgive? Yeah, how do we grow? This is an important part. How do we grow as a parish? You know, we're called to grow as a parish. In forgiveness, certainly. And also, you know, we're starting into this Synod small group leadership training that's coming up here in the Archdiocese in this parish. And part of that's, you know, being in a group. Now, we as a smaller parish, you know, we are more sort of in a smaller parish so that we maybe have more association connections with others. But like for larger parishes, it really is harder. So the Archdiocese, we're encouraging these small groups. And even in our parish, we're going to have small groups. And a smaller group, again, it helps us to have, you know, talk in a greater sense about our faith. Maybe there's opportunities for forgiveness that happen in a small group. People say something or do something, and it's just like, where'd that come from? So again, it's an opportunity for us really to grow in our faith, grow in working with people, forgiving people. That's the thing, you know. When we see the human condition, we see the brokenness that's in people, it can help us to be more forgiving. It doesn't excuse somebody from doing something wrong. No, that's not the point. But rather, it's to have us show mercy, to be forgiving. So that can help, certainly, in a big group, small group, families. We're called to do that. And another element that when we're people who forgive, it actually helps us to grow in being leaders. Leadership, an important element in our faith. We're all called to be leaders in our faith. And if you think about this, if we can forgive, we can forgive somebody as leaders. All of us are called, again, to be leaders in our own ways, in the faith, certainly. If we can forgive somebody, we can maybe falsely accused, or someone says something nasty about us, or does something to us. If we can handle that in a proper sense, that's a good leader. They're not letting the other person influence how they're going to act. Rather, they're acting in the right sense, in what is good. So that's a good sign of a good leader. Certainly a leader is influenced by others, but they're not influenced to the point where they're not choosing what they act. They act in accord with what's right and good. So that's, you know, a good leader does that. And then a good leader then looks out for the best interest of certainly the other individual. Sometimes that can be, you know, saying some strong words or doing something that's beneficial, obviously, for that individual. But looking out for the best interest of that other person. So that's a good leader. And so part of this small group leadership training that's coming up here probably is going to touch upon some of the elements of leadership. And how do we work in a small group? How do we, and again, that small group can apply to any group. So how do we be good leaders of our faith? How do we be leaders, people who forgive? Really forgive from our heart and foster growth in community, growth in our faith. So something for us really to consider. After Mass, there's going to be someone outside there for sign-ups. Again, this small group leadership training is going to happen over the next month or so on Tuesday nights. So really kind of think about, consider about maybe being a part of this small group training. So just consider that. Again, we're all called to be people who forgive. Jesus has really forgiven us. We're called to forgive and grow in our faith. And part of that is being in a community, being in a group. And we just ask the Lord to help us to really foster Christ in our community. That's one of the things, you know, if we're living out and being forgiving, it really helps other people in a more concrete way to experience the forgiveness of Christ.